You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me again this week.
Hi, Toby. Great to be on again.
So firstly, Matt, how was it catching our very own Tom Skelton with his visually impaired papa show at the Edinburgh Fringe earlier this week?
Well, he was brilliant. Tom was great. He does an hour show on the perils and the delights of being a visually impaired dad, hence sort of VIP, visually impaired papa, you know, through from birth through to his toddler now being a couple of years old. And I think any parent would recognise, you know, the challenges and the benefits of that time as your child is going through that toddler stage, but clearly other challenges if you're a visually impaired dad trying to keep tabs on your child and trying to, you know, get nappies done right and deal with the, you know, the content of nappies, you know, without getting too graphic. But he was brilliant. I mean, you know, he was funny, very engaging, I think very, very illuminating, you know, in talking to this actually, and in a funny way, really getting across some of the sort of broader societal challenges of being visually impaired, you know. And I think we were there in a little room, one of the very, you know, smaller sort of fringe venues, about 30 or 40 of us, and he's doing this show 10 times, I think, over a week and a bit. So Tom will talk to 400 people who will go away, you know, with a much greater understanding of some of the sort of broader challenges of being visually impaired, you know, put across in a very funny, engaging and sort of thought-provoking medium, actually, about being a dad. So no, he was great. It was good to catch up with Tom afterwards, who has got a very full agenda. He's doing three shows a day, actually, you know, two other different shows around improvisation, but this one slot every day on being a visually impaired dad. But it was great. So we were I felt very privileged to go. And I think he's done a great job from a comedic perspective, but I think he's also done a great job to, you know, make people think a bit differently about visual impairment.
And staying in Edinburgh, next week we have, I think, the official opening of the refurbished RNIB Scotland office in Hillside Crescent in Edinburgh.
Yeah, absolutely. I was there working myself this week on Tuesday. We've done the work a bit early in the year. The official opening is on Thursday next week, where we've got a very full crowd of sort of local Scottish sort of contacts, you know, parliamentarians and some corporate partners and charity partners, NHS partners, I think, as well, coming to the official opening, where we will signpost the new office and really celebrate its official opening. I think also use it as an opportunity, you know, to recognise some of the sort of strong contributors we've had in Scotland over the years. You know, we're going to name one or two of the rooms in the office for people, and we're going to unveil some plaques and have their family members there. So it's a great opportunity to be able to recognise that as well. I think, you know, lucky to be there this week and go and see Tom at the Fringe. But, you know, serious point, you know, we've got a very strong presence in Edinburgh. You know, we're a big Scottish charity in essence. Whilst we're a national charity, we're a big presence in all the devolved nations. You know, we're very influential and noticeable in Scotland, both in Edinburgh and Glasgow. And, you know, the office, I think, has always been a beacon, actually, in Edinburgh. I've always loved visiting it. It's always been a beacon of, I think, openness, accessibility, great community spirit, real sense of being open for business and strong civic links, you know, both within our sort of part of the charity sector, but also into other parts of sort of Scottish public life, actually. And so it'd be great to celebrate it next week. And I think, you know, one other thing that we might have touched on going on in Edinburgh, you know, this year, the floral clock, which is a very well-known thing that Edinburgh Council do in Prince's Street Gardens. Every year they do this sort of clock, which they plant flowers and there's a clock mechanism on there on a clock face. And they change the charity every year. And this year it's us. And I knew this and I saw it myself at the weekend. It's fabulous, actually. Took some really good photos of it. But again, I think it just makes the point how well-respected and how well-known we are in Edinburgh, and it'll be great next week to officially open the refurbished office.
Well, as well as being at the Fringe this week and being in Edinburgh next week, there's still lots of things going on behind the scenes as well. There's a lot regarding accessible voting, and we do have the party political conferences coming up in September, and I believe the RNIB is going to be involved in an event at the Labour Party conference.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is a slight sort of funny time when Parliament's in recess and I think politicians are off having a bit of a rest, but the world doesn't stop, does it? I mean, there's all sorts of articles every day around tax and the economy. You know, things don't stop. So for us, you know, work doesn't stop. We've been very committed on a number of fronts, actually. We're pushing hard on this event we want to run around employment. And so there's been some good engagement this week with civil servants in the DWP and other charity partners as we shape that event. We have just been exchanging communication into basically the Home Office and the bit of the Home Office that looks at the sort of democratic process. And just agreed yesterday, we've got a meeting coming up early in September with one of the junior ministers, Rishnar Ali, who's in charge of voting. And clearly we've done a lot of work and have moved the dial through our various turned out reports on improving the voting process. So we've got another meeting with her, or the first meeting with her in her role, coming up in September. And I think we feel quite encouraged that they're very, I think, willing to listen and wanting to move, you know, the democratic process on. You've seen they've, you know, been floating the idea of extending the suffrage to 16 or 17 year olds. So I think the Labour Party are keen to sort of examine how the process can be more open to everybody. And so I think we're going to get a sympathetic hearing. So that's early in September. And then, as you say, you know, felt quite autumnal in Edinburgh this week, you know, as we're moving a bit more into August, but autumn is not too far away. And of course, the party conference season is a big part of that at the end of September. Then about the event we're going to run at the Labour Party conference at the end of September with a variety of speakers on a panel that we're just pulling together at the moment, which will be, we think, a very interactive and dynamic way to engage a host of people at the Labour Party conference. So, you know, work on that carries on because September will come before we know it and we'll be into the party conference season.
Quite true, quite true. Well, you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Toby, my pleasure. It's been great to be in Edinburgh this week. Looking forward to going back next week to celebrate the opening of the office. And, you know, it's been good. We're getting some political engagement through the parliamentary recess. You know, shows we've got something to say to people who want to listen. And good to get that accessible voting meeting in September. But nice to speak to you this week. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.